I'm your host, Brenda Nelson, with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today is Michael Bork. He is the Florida Business Development Manager and Vice President. Mike has over 20 years' experience meeting with agents and prospects alike all over Florida. He's had the opportunity to provide solutions and answers to a myriad of issues with their agents over that time span. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Michael Bork. Hi, Michael. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Michael, as you know, on our show, we're currently highlighting some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they overcome those obstacles. So one mistake to consider is being liked but not respected. Would you mind telling us about that, what this might look like?
Well, I think the main difference is if you want to be respected, you have to have the ability to have a forthright conversation with people. And by that, I mean, you have to be willing to have the difficult questions. You need to be able to ask the awkward questions, because you don't move yourself forward simply by staying in the liked phase.
Okay, interesting. Can you tell me about a time you may have made this mistake and how you remedied it?
Early on in my career, we had to, as an underwriter, we have agents in Florida that have certain compliance measurements that they have to abide by. And early on in my career, I was afraid to ask the challenging question. Instead, I would just kind of pose it in a roundabout way. And I found that most agents just kind of brushed it off. And it wasn't until I realized I was being brushed off that I decided that I would talk to the agents face-to-face and just explain to them what I was asking for, why I was asking, and why it was important to them and why it was a benefit to them to stay in compliance. And since that time, I've not had many of those types of issues.
Interesting. So you talk about compliance. So with that, it would be that maybe we're requiring certain things, but we're doing that because there's state requirements that also require that. So you're really helping the agent.
That is correct.
And so are they, when you did this, when you talked to the agent, did they recognize that that's what you were doing?
No. Early on, it's one of those things where people kind of look at this particular situation where it's a post-closing activity. They've got the file, they processed the file, they closed the file, they made their money. Now they're moving on to the next file. And what ends up happening is there are two phases in post-closing that become the biggest fiduciary responsibility of an agent. That is issuing policies timely and doing their escrow reconciliations monthly. And my issue that I had was that I really didn't want to push the envelope on asking for reconciliations until I realized I was asking, but I wasn't giving them a solid enough reason as to why they should be sending them in on a regular basis. And once I got to the point where I was able to convince people that it wasn't just me asking, it was to benefit them in the long run and to keep and safeguard their agency.
Interesting. Yeah, that would gain a lot of respect because you're helping them, not just asking for something with no valid reason.
Correct.
Interesting. So bottom line me, what is the best way to recognize and manage not just this mistake, but any sales mistake?
I think the one thing that you should always have in any particular meeting is have 2 to 3 well-placed questions that you need answers to. Play those questions over and over in your head. I often joke that Bluetooth is one of the greatest technological inventions, because now when I talk in the car, people don't know that I'm on the phone or if I'm talking to myself, because before we had this technology, I was playing those scenarios over in my head out loud to myself, and it only helped me to get better. So I think if you have 2 or 3 well-placed questions that need answers to, that's what helps you to prevent the mistakes and to move yourself forward, to move your career forward, and to move your business forward.
Well, Michael, unfortunately, it's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for your expertise. It was incredibly enlightening.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to the next episode.
Well, thank you, and thank the listeners for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.